Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K, and I am back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. How are you all doing? Today is Monday. She's feeling amazing. She's feeling great. I just left the grocery store. I just filled up my refrigerator. Thank you, Jesus, for provision. Y'all know I'm a full-time entrepreneur now, and y'all already know what that is like. But since we are on the topic, let me go ahead and share my testimony, because this is going to tie into today's episode, right? My testimony, I have not been sharing my testimony and things that God has been doing for me because I have still been trying to process it, right? Like, I've been trying to find the balance of sharing things that God tells me and just having my victories and my moments with God, or trying to decipher, is this something that God wants me to share, right? So I am literally in a season of seeing God's provision. Seeing God's provision in a way that I would have never expected to see it. And I have been so like hell bent on being independent, not wanting to ask people for help, you know, being able to do things my way, being able to pay all my bills, being independent. Now, not taking on the stereotype of an independent Black woman, you know, because y'all be taking these terms and but anyway, I have just been very focused on becoming an entrepreneur and becoming an independent woman, a woman who does not have to rely on a man, a woman who does not have to rely on anybody or anything else, right? But in this season, God has really been challenging me to lean on other people. And that has been a struggle for your girl. I have been in seasons where I would allow people to help me and they would hold it against me, or they would use that as leverage or use that as like blackmail, right? Oh, I did this for you and you're not going to do this, or I helped you get this and you ain't going to this and this and that. It was like the people who I would ask help from, they would want something in return instead of it just being like genuine help, you know? So I've always just tried to like protect myself from that. So in this season, God has really been challenging me to lean on the right people. My God, the right help, right? So y'all know I have been a full-time entrepreneur since August of 2024. August of this year, right? And it has been hard for me, I'm not gonna lie, because my independence was literally stripping, like taken away from me. And it has caused me to have to depend on God in all areas of my life, especially in things that are happening in my business as I'm trying to navigate through entrepreneurship, trying to figure out what God wants me to do, what he doesn't want me to do, what's right in this season, what's best for me to do in this season. And I've just been leaning on God wholeheartedly, right? So the last 2 months, God has provided for me supernaturally. I did not know how I was going to pay my rent. I did not know how I was going to pay my car note. Didn't know how I was going to pay for groceries. Literally the day that my lights were supposed to be cut off, I literally broke down and ended up asking somebody for, to help me with my light bill, and they paid it right then and there. And I was like, oh, thank you. But did y'all know that very same day, or not even that day, that weekend, I believe this was on a Friday that this happened. That Sunday, I was having a conversation with somebody, and this is how God worked. I had been praying all day Saturday. I had been mad at God. You told me to become an entrepreneur, and you're allowing my bills to pile up, and you ain't sending no provision. You're not allowing my business to take off and flourish, and this and this and that, right? Pissed. Just mad at God, because the job that I left, my God, that is the best job I've ever had. Like, that's my first big girl job. So I had health insurance. I had this, I had that. Like, them people literally didn't care where I was on my lunch break. Them people did not, like, it was like I had so much grace at that job that I didn't have to work as hard. All I had to do was show up and be available. So God wanted me to leave this job to have to sit in my house and worry about my bills and stress about my bills and this and this and that. And this is my mind frame. This is my mindset. This is why I was becoming mad at God. So I'm sitting in the house stressing, praying. Literally, I did like a 30-minute prayer that Saturday. This was like my longest prayer I've ever done. And I was just asking God, I need you to provide for me. You said in your word, you know, just started, you know, giving him back all of the scriptures, all of the things, right? And I had so much peace after that prayer. I stopped worrying. And so I remember in the prayer, as I was praying, I heard God tell me the word tomorrow. And I heard it twice, tomorrow. And at first, I was like, is that me? Is that what I want to happen? Do I want God to just come through for me tomorrow? Or is he actually telling me that he's going to be able to provide for me tomorrow? And so I'm hearing these words, and the next day comes, and I'm looking for the blessing. I'm like, okay, is it going to come through my Cash App? Is it going to come through my email? Is somebody going to call and give me some type of opportunity? Like, what's going on? What's going on? The very next day, the tomorrow, I was having a conversation with somebody, and they randomly asked me, have you been receiving so-and-so money on this card that they gave you? Like, I probably got this card like 3 years ago, right? And I was like, no, I don't think so. And they said, well, you need to go check. I was like, okay. Do y'all know when I called that card, when I called the number to see how much money was on that card, I literally fell out. I fell on the floor. I was speechless. Here I am, worrying, stressing, praying, getting mad at God. Here I am, literally, like, down to my last, like, I'm sitting up here stressed out. This is the most stressed I've ever been. Mind you, stress is a contributing factor to my health. And so I'm sitting up here stressed out, getting sick, sitting up here, hair falling out, like mind going crazy. My mind is going nuts trying to figure out, how am I going to pay this rent? These people going to kick me out again. I'm going to have to face another eviction. This is crazy. God, I should have stayed at my job. I was doing all of the things, and the money was on that card the whole time. The whole time. The whole time. And when I tell y'all, it was enough to cover the rent. I have been having this card for 3 years. 3 years. What this is, 2024? Yeah, I've been having this card for 3 years. Ain't no money had come on that card. But the moment I check it, the moment God allows that conversation to happen, in that moment, I'm like, When that happened, I was immediately stricken with the fear of God. I literally that scripture, no eye have seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God is going to do or what God has planned for you, or, you know, something of that nature in that scripture. Because I would have never thought, I would have never guessed, I would have never thought to focus my attention on that. Even when I had the job, even when, you know, I moved into this apartment, I did not think about that. That wasn't even in my mind. And so the fact that God had already planned to have that money available, the fact that God had already set it up to where 3 years later, the money that I needed in the moment was going to be available for me. I had been going through all of this stuff in my entrepreneurship journey, going through this stuff at work, like trying to figure out, you know, provision, finances for myself and my child. And this thing was already worked out. So when God told me to quit my job, that was confirmation for me. That was another confirmation. That was like, oh, so I don't have to try to figure it out. Oh, so I don't have to try to do things in my own strength. Oh, I don't have to stress about this, because that money was on that card when you told me to quit my job. So that's testimony number one. And that happened 2 weeks ago. The beginning of September, My checks from my job, my last check from my job, started running out. And it was to the point where I only had enough to pay my bills. So now I'm sitting up here like, well, I need some groceries. I'm hungry. You know, I need to feed my child. So I literally told a friend that I am waiting on God to give me provision for some groceries. Mind you, me and her have been going through the same types of things for the past couple of years, right? Like we've had similar journeys with God in this season of our lives, which is why God put us together. But literally in that moment, as I'm expressing to her what I need, she's telling me at the same time that her situation had gotten to the point where she needed some money. She needed God to come through for her. And she had been going through all of these health issues, been going through all of this, you know, like just this devastation, right? And when I mentioned that to her, I didn't expect anything. I did not expect anything in return. We're just literally sharing a moment. Do y'all know the very next day, this girl texts me and says, do you have a way for me to pay for you to get some groceries and I send it to your house? I was like, what? She was like, just send me a grocery list and I'm gonna order some groceries for you and I'm gonna send it to your house. And I'm sitting up here like, why? You don't, how are you gonna pay? Like, I'm sitting up here like, that's impossible. You need the money. Don't worry about me. This and this and that. She was like, I'm being obedient. Now send me your address. And I'm like, okay. This girl who I have had to literally like get on my knees and pray for, I've had to go to God in regards to her situations. Like literally she has been going through so much, y'all. And the fact that God used her out of all people he could have used to bless me in my time of need when she herself was in need, that is crazy to me. That don't make sense. That does not make sense to me. One thing that God has taught me is that the scripture, ask and you shall receive, is real. Had I just kept my mouth closed about my light bill, had I kept my mouth closed about my groceries, it probably wouldn't have gotten paid. It probably would, well, it would have gotten paid, but in that moment, God wanted to move on my behalf. Had I just opened up my mouth, he could have moved faster. You know? And a lot of us are stuck in pride. A lot of us are operating in pride, and we don't want to ask anybody for help because we feel like it's going to make us seem weak, or we're battling this unforgiveness towards people who have used this against us in the past, and that has been preventing us from asking for help, right? And it's also preventing God to move on your behalf when you need him to move. Yes, God is going to provide for you, but if you don't even acknowledge that you need help, how is the helper going to help you? He can use anybody to bless you, even people you would think can't help you. He will provide a way for them. He will bless them. He will give them the resources. He will give them the finances in order to bless you. All you need to do is open up your mouth and ask for help. So to tie in today's topic, the reason we aren't experiencing a breakthrough is because, for one, we have not begun to ask. We have not begun to ask God, where is my harvest? Where do you want me to put my, where do you want me to place my focus and attention and my investments in? Where do you want me to pour my heart out in? How do you want to use me in this season to bless me? What is it that I am called to do? We are not asking those questions. We're asking God, I need some money. I need you to pay my rent. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And God knows what we need before we even needed it. Like I said, that money been sitting on that card. I just didn't think to go look. But this is your season to ask God, where is my hidden treasure? Jesus, where is my hidden treasure? What is the area in my life that you want to bless? Like, how do you want to bless me? How do you want to use my gifts to bless other people? But how do you want me to operate in my business to a place where it's going to provide financial security? We're not asking God that. We're thinking about the now. We're not thinking about the future. All we're concerned about is, well, I need what I need right now, knowing God already knows what we need and he's going to provide it. So all of that stressing and crying and this and this and that, I need your faith to be ignited in this moment. I need your faith to be ignited, and I need you to look to the one who already knows what you need. The second reason why we're not experiencing a breakthrough is because a lot of us are not operating in the place and the space that God called us to operate. A lot of us aren't using our gifts to glorify God. A lot of us aren't even utilizing our gifts. A lot of us are stuck at a 9-to-5 doing what other people want us to do, and we're not in our calling. We have not answered the call yet. We have not begun to trust God with our gifts. We have not asked God, okay, what gift do you want me to use in this season that is going to give you glory, that's going to allow me to serve people, and is going to cause poverty to fall off of my life? Poverty is a curse. Poverty is demonic. Do y'all ever realize when you are down to your last, or when you need something, you start thinking things, you start wanting to compromise, you start getting mad, like your spirit is just disrupted. Your spirit just goes to a place where you are not praying, you are not seeking God, you are literally in your feelings and in your emotions trying to figure out everything on your own. You are isolated, you are scared, you are making decisions out of fear, you're making decisions out of selfish ambition. Like, being poor is demonic. Why would God want us to be poor? Why would he want us to settle for a life of poverty? That ain't in his will. That ain't in the plan. So we're not experiencing breakthrough because we are not in the place and the space that we are operate, that he wants us to operate in. God been told me to become a full-time entrepreneur. God been told me to start a membership. God been told me to start speaking. God been told me to start writing the music. He been told me to do all of these things. That's where the breakthrough is. In the thing that God called you to do. Now, I understand that there are seasons where God wants to cultivate those gifts. But then there are going to be seasons right after that that God is going to call you to use those gifts. No matter what it looks like. No matter what the outcome is, that's what he wants you to operate in. That's what he wants you to do. That is the gift. And a lot of us are not using our gifts for whatever reason, because we are scared that it's not going to bring us financial stability, or we failed in the past, or we've launched something and it didn't work before in the past, or we've stepped out on faith previously for a thing and it didn't work. Like, we're looking at all of these things, all of these odds that were against us, not realizing this is the season of breakthrough. This is the season that you are now ready. This is the season where now you have experienced disappointment and discouragement, but now you know how to navigate through that with God. Now you know how to be more strategic. Now you have a little bit more wisdom. Now you're sitting at the feet of Jesus getting instruction day by day. You're not doing things in your own strength. Like, now is the time to do the thing that God has called you to do. Another reason why we aren't experiencing breakthrough is because our hearts are not in the thing that God wants us to do. You aren't looking at the thing that God wants you to do from a place of service, being of service, having a servant's heart towards people, God's people. You're looking at it from a place of gain. Well, God, if I do this, what am I gonna get? Well, God, if I do this, how is this going to help my family? We're looking at things from that perspective when God is saying, I just want you to serve. That's all. I'll figure out how you're going to gain from this. I'll provide for you. All you need to do is serve. All you need to do is be obedient to what he's telling you to do. That's it. The devil wants you concerned about your future. The devil wants you to worry about your future. That's what anxiety is. A lot of us are battling with anxiety because we're trying to figure out the next step. We're trying to figure out what our future is going to look like, when the Bible clearly states, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own problems. Do not worry about your future, what you will eat, where you will sleep, what you would wear. Like, that ain't something you need to be concerned with. God already has that figured out. He already has that part figured out. The world will tell you, you need to do this and you need to do this to get financial gain, to create wealth, to, you know, feed your family. You need to be a part of this worldly system in order to gain the things that you want to gain. Some of this stuff don't even have anything to do with God. It doesn't have anything to do with service. It doesn't have anything to do with purpose. Another reason why we aren't experiencing a breakthrough is because some of us are being disobedient. We have not done the thing that God wants us to do. We keep delaying it. For whatever reason, we keep delaying it. We think, oh, well, I'ma just do this and I'ma just do that because that's how I'm used to doing things. And it is what it is. Some of us are scared to launch out on the thing that God called us to do. Some of us are looking at others. We're comparing ourselves. We're getting discouraged, and we're looking at things from the perspective of, I don't have this and I don't have that. How am I going to do this thing, God? Whole time, he ain't even asking us that. We are concerned about the wrong things. That ain't got... The how has nothing to do with us. All we need to be focused on is the what. Another reason why we are not experiencing a breakthrough is because we are not telling our stories. We are not telling our testimonies. We are not sharing the things that I just shared previously about God providing for me. We're not sharing that. For whatever reason, we're not sharing that. We're not posting our stories. It's a lot of shame connected to some parts of our stories. And the very thing that is bringing you shame is the thing that God actually wants to use. The very thing that you're scared to put out there is probably the thing that God wants to redeem you in. He probably wants to vindicate you with. but you have not been telling your story. You have not been writing your book. You have not been putting that in your book. You have not been putting that part into your content. You have not been telling people about what God has done for you in your life. You have not been sharing your testimony. If we do not get out of the world system, if we do not stop hiding behind this mask of who we think we should be, God can't bless who we pretend to be. He can only bless our authentic selves. Like, we keep thinking that we have to have it all together in order to present ourselves to the world, in order to be disciples, in order to, you know, be leaders and influencers and have an impact. Like, I hear God saying, I want to use you through your healing process. I want to use you as your healing. I want to use your story as you are going through this journey. I want to use you as you are in pursuit. That's like saying, oh, I'ma just wait till I get my life together to go to church. No, you need to be in church getting your life together, like through counsel, through the word of God, through community, through all of that. Like, everything is not going to be 100% perfect before God launches us out. Like, there are still things that I struggle with mentally, physically, emotionally. There are still some things that I struggle with that I continuously go to God. But I still come up on this podcast. I still put out my social media content. Like, I'm still in the process of, you know, creating courses and programs and books and this and this and that. Like, I'm still telling my story even when I'm going through it. That is how he's going to bless us in this season. When we show up to do the thing that he's called us to do, when we show up wholeheartedly, when we show up authentic, when we show up real, when we show up as the women and the men, if you're a man listening to this, as God has called us to, none of our journeys are going to be perfect because our past isn't perfect. We are imperfect people that God still wants to use. All throughout scripture, we find these imperfect people that God still used. Hello, why do we keep allowing society to tell us that we have to be a certain way, we have to act a certain way, and not these prophets out here, these fake prophets out here telling people, oh, God ain't gonna launch you out into ministry when you're still struggling with this. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. What do you mean? Like, I still have the desire and the urge to do what God is calling me to do when I just struggle with something the previous day. I still show up. Y'all just heard I was going through a mental breakdown like 3 weeks ago trying to figure out how I'm gonna pay my rent. And I'm on this podcast today. Like, hello. He's like, yeah, you're going to have tests, you're going to have trials, but you ain't going to have no testimony if you don't pass the test. You're not going to have a testimony if you don't endure the process. Like, a big deal that is going to go into the great encounter, if you have not listened to that episode yet, please go back and listen to it. But a great deal in what is going to make that process authentic to people, the way we are going to win souls, the way we are going to build an influence and have impact, is by telling our testimonies, telling people what we used to do, telling people where we came from, telling people what we used to struggle with, what we still struggle with, telling people that, yeah, I struggle in this area, but it doesn't have a strong hold on me anymore like it did a few years ago. It's like, I still struggle with that, but I'm navigating my triggers. I'm navigating my emotions to help me not deal with this thing in the same way. Like, all of that, like, your process, God wants to use that. He wants you to tell people that. Your process is authentic to your journey. Your process is authentic to the way that God wants to use you. Even in your businesses, storytelling, like learning how to tell your story, has to be a part of your business plan. It has to be a part of your content. Like, and don't get me wrong, like, have discretion. Like, if there are some details of your story that you just simply do not want to say, or you feel convicted of saying, or you don't feel right about saying, don't say it. don't say those types of details, but tell the story. Like, have discretion. Ask God, okay, this is my story. How do you want me to testify? How do you want me to tell this story? Do you want me to tell this story through a book? Do you want me to tell this story through a podcast? Do you want me to tell this story through my art, through my fashion, through my music? Like, how do you want me to tell my story, God? How do you want me to partner with you in this season to tell my story in order for me to give you glory for this story, but also fully operate in my purpose? For some of you all, your breakthrough is connected to your story. I was listening to this podcast today. It's the Redefining Wealth podcast. And I'm going to link that episode in the show notes below. But I was so convicted of not telling my story fully or not sharing some parts of me, some parts of my journey. I was convicted to the point where I realized I'm not in the place where I need to be. Like, I have been operating on a low level in my purpose for whatever reason. It could be a million reasons, right? But I realized today I'm not where I need to be. I'm not at the place where God wants me to be. I'm not fully operating in my purpose. I should be speaking. I should be, you know, doing events. I should be making an impact in people's lives by telling my story and living authentically in the gifts and the callings and the identity that God gave me. I realized today I have been settling. I have been settling for safe. I have been taking the safe route in my purpose. And that's not what God wants me to do anymore. I just feel a strong urge to launch out into the deep, no matter what it looks like, to take a risk on myself. Like, me leaving my job, me leaving a 9-to-5, like, that was a leap of faith. But I feel like now this leap that God is calling me to do, this is something that he always told me to do. This is something that he wants to bless me through. Because this is something that will cause me to operate fully, full time in my purpose. It will literally push me to purpose. And I think today was just the first day that I realized that, but that I also came into agreement with it fully. Like, I know I'm not supposed to work no job. I know that. I know I'm not supposed to be living in this city. I know that. I know that I'm not supposed to spend my days not doing what God has called me to do. And I know exactly what God called me to do. So if this episode was for you, I know it was for you because it was for me. Okay. But if this episode spoke anything to you, I just pray that this was a push. I pray that this episode was a push for you. I pray that whatever has been stopping you from experiencing a breakthrough, I really pray that you allow God to show you where you need to be. And I pray that he gives you the strength and the courage to pursue it, to actually get on the path and get onto the journey of pursuing the thing and arriving at the place where you need to be. There are so many visions. There are so many dreams. There are so many notebook entries. There are so many notes in my phone that God has specifically and strategically given me throughout my life that I know I'm supposed to pursue. But the devil, the fear, the anxiety, the uncertainty, the discouragement, the distractions have been keeping me from fully operating in my purpose and getting to the place I know God wants me to be. But all that's over with. All that's over with today. Because we can't keep living like this. We can't keep going down this road of mediocrity. We can't keep experiencing lack in this way when we know God has called us to something bigger. We know God has called us to do other things. Like, We cannot keep settling or compromising in our purpose. Whatever God showed you to do, that's the thing. Whoever God called you to be, that's who he wants you to be. That is where your breakthrough is. Nothing else. You are always going to experience less than what God has for you when you do not come into agreement with what he's showing you. So if he ain't show you that, if he didn't put that on your plate, if he ain't put that in no notes, if you don't have that written down somewhere, that ain't it. Whatever he showed you, whatever he told you, that's the thing. That's the thing you need to pursue. Nothing else. Look, that's all I have for y'all today. Again, I hope this was a push. I hope this was a blessing to you. I hope this was encouraging to you all. Look, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go do what God told me to do. Okay. I love you guys, and I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.